You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride, and thank you for being here with us this afternoon as we head into the Labor Day weekend, which is historically a time of transition, and perhaps with the rainy weather ahead, time out inside for reflection. But for our next guest, it's also a time of celebration. Next week, the Riverside Senior Living Community will break ground on a new project, and Sue Douglas, who has worked on that for more than a decade, is here to talk about what it's been like to bring this project to fruition. Welcome, Sue, and maybe you could start off by telling us a little bit about some of the struggles that people have had trying to get the right facilities that seniors need.
I'm really glad to be here and tell what I consider a really good news story. With all the pandemic and hurricanes and flooding and wildfires and Afghanistan and climate changes, it's really nice to be able to tell a good news story that should hopefully make everyone listening this afternoon feel a little better. Anyway, I hope so. This is an 11-year story, and it's too long to tell all the details, but suffice to say that about 11 years ago, a very small handful of people had a conversation following the publication of the 2010 Senior Survey. And in that survey, we were informed that the top priority for seniors at that time was senior housing and senior care. And we kind of hunched that. We knew something had to be done, and we chose to carry that conversation further. We connected with an organization, a small nonprofit called Senior Citizen Support Services, Inc., commonly called SCSSI. It's a mouthful any way you say it. SCSSI was responsible for getting Fireweed Place, apartment complex downtown, which is a place for seniors who can live independently. They were responsible for getting that built back in the early 90s. So they had a mission to support seniors. Move forward, we continued to talk to SCSSI. They decided to take on this project, this initiative, to see what we could do about bringing senior assisted living and care to Juneau for our elders.
So can I stop you there and just ask you, what were the needs then? Can you tell us some stories, some real life stories about the dilemmas that people face because of the gap in senior housing projects?
Yes. The most glaring stories that continued over the years and will so until we get Riverview Senior Living built and operating is that many of our elders are having to leave Juneau. People who need assisted care don't have anywhere to go. And the only assisted living we have in Juneau is our wonderful Pioneer Home. We're glad to have it. People have been served so well for so long. There's only 47 beds there, though. And most of the residents there are experiencing dementias or Alzheimer's. So it cannot meet by any means the full spectrum of assisted care for our elders that is needed. So that's the most glaring thing. We're losing people. And when they have to move out of the community, what happens is we lose their wisdom. We lose their money. We lose their part in our economy. It affects their families broadly. So we don't want that to happen. And bringing Riverview here is going to be wonderful.
Well, if you go to our website, ktoo.com, and you look on the Juno Afternoon page, I've got an artist rendering up there of the Riverside Senior Living Community. It looks like a big building. Can you tell us a little bit about where this building is located, why it was located there, and what it will offer the seniors?
Yes, part of the due diligence and the work that SCSSI did through the years was to really scope out where could such a place be built. And the final obvious decision was out in what is called Vintage Business Park, just the other side of Safeway, along the Mendenhall River, in a really beautiful location and a very buildable location. It's near a couple of grocery stores, it's near the swimming pool, it's near the post office. It's just a great location. So that was decided fairly early on, and SESSI even put money down on that property a couple of times a few years ago. And fortunately, the current developers are building on that property. So it will be an 86-unit residence. There will be 57 assisted living apartments and 29 units for what is commonly known as memory care, people who experience dementias and Alzheimer's.
So when do you expect this facility to be able to open? I know that construction is beginning now, but a lot of times these things take a while to get off the ground.
This is a very large project, and fortunately, it did get started a couple of weeks ago. Real construction is starting right now. If you drive out there along Clinton Drive on the back of Vintage Park, you can see it happening. It's very exciting. And we expect for the community to open and be operational by early 2023. That's the best estimate right now.
You know, a lot of communities around the country of similar size to Juneau have had assisted living programs operating, a number of them in the private sector. Why is it that it's taken Juneau this long to get something of this size that you really need to fill the needs?
That's a legitimate question, and people get tired of hearing it, but it's true. We are a unique community. We're the third largest city in the state, but let's face it, we're still only 32,000 people. We have no roads in or out. It's very hard for experienced operators and developers and investors to understand all the ramifications of building in a so-called isolated community. The other factor is, let's face it too, it's expensive to build here. The shipping of materials is expensive to bring into Juneau. So there's a real combination of factors that it wasn't a slam dunk in the beginning at all. It was finding somebody willing to dig deeper and figure out the advantages to investing here and finding ways to do it. And fortunately, we're at that point now.
So I guess the logistical question, who is building it, who is owning it, who is operating it? And what are the partnerships?
Well, when SESSI started this initiative, all along we knew that part of the challenge was to find a developer and or operator who would want to do this. We never had any intentions of trying to do this ourselves. What did we know about that? We needed experts. So that was part of the hunt. And very fortunately, over a couple of years ago, a developer by the name of Torrey Pines Development Group, they're out of San Diego, contacted us and eventually totally committed to this project. Now, what they do is, because they're developers and they will continue to own the property, because they're developers, they contract with experienced operators. North Star Senior Living is coming to Juneau and will be the people to manage and operate the community. And they have vast experience. I'm very excited about them. I've been working closely with them the past several months. I think they're going to be wonderful. They have a great philosophy on making senior communities feel like home and taking care of individual needs. So I have high hopes, and I don't think we're going to be disappointed.
So I understand that originally there was going to be a meeting coming up for people who are interested in this housing project to attend and find out more. But what's happened with that meeting?
Well, it was scheduled for next Wednesday night, September 8th, at Centennial Hall. It was going to be an open house meet and greet, meet North Star, meet Torrey Pines, look at plans, learn about costs, which I don't have yet, so I can't say it over the air. I'm sorry, I don't have them. And to pay a deposit and pick an apartment if you're ready to do it. Unfortunately, because of COVID and the new Delta variant, they're very, very cautious, which I deeply appreciate. Disappointed, but they've postponed this meeting now till early spring. And there'll be the same opportunity as I just described in the spring for people to come to it. And we'll keep everybody really informed well about this.
Boy, if it's not one thing, it's another. Always hurdles along the way, and I guess the potential that COVID could make it challenging for you to get that place filled up initially.
Well, it's very surprising. For something that we're not going to see operational until early 23, we've already received several deposits. People are so excited, and this is meeting a really pent-up demand. So I anticipate we'll fill quickly, if not completely right away, still quickly. And I would advise anybody who is interested to learn more. There's a number I can give you. People can call it. I can send information to them. It's easy to be in touch and learn more. And that number is 907-723-2282.
I'm writing it down, 723-2282, if people want to get more details about this. But if we walked into that building and it was as if it was portrayed in the artist's rendering, what would I see? What would seniors be greeted with?
Well, you see a very large atrium central room that is lovely and very conducive to bringing in cultural activities and public activities that will entertain the residents. You'll see a view of the river all the way through that front entry to the back. You'll find out that there's restaurant-style dining. There's private dining options. There's a bistro, an in-house movie theater, fitness center, multiple activity rooms, library, upstairs and downstairs gathering rooms, a beauty salon, massage room, laundry services, and much more. So there'll be a lot there for people to enjoy.
So I guess I know you're not ready to talk about the price yet because those things are still being worked on, but one has to wonder, is this going to be a place that only the elite and well-heeled can afford?
No, and that's been our goal all along, that this is for everybody who's eligible in Juneau. We don't want a high-end retirement resort. We want something that serves everybody. So there will be some Medicaid beds available. I don't know how many, but there will be some. And we can learn more about that probably in the near future.
Well, it looks like you've got people already trying to reach you about this. I hear your phone ringing in the background there. So maybe the demand is more pent up than perhaps we realize. So what is going to be the philosophy of this place? Because in the flyers and other material about it, it's referred to as a community. And of course, when you're dealing with people who have Alzheimer's, dementia, memory issues, they're hard sometimes to include in a community.
Right, and we use the term community because that's what it is. It's going to be. It's a lovely place for people to gather and for people to reside. It's not a facility, and we don't. I don't like that term, and I don't use it. So I think community is a better description of a residence where seniors can live comfortably and safely and in a place that they can call home.
Of course, when you have programs like this and communities like this, you know, the dollar sign is a difficult thing to balance. And as many people in Juneau may recall, the Fireweed Place ran into financial difficulties. And I guess the Tlingit-Haida Regional Housing Authority wound up buying it and that stabilized it. But what are you doing with this project to be sure that it stays stable financially?
Well, my confidence is in the fact that a very successful, stable owner is investing. Torrey Pines Development already owns four other properties outside of the state. They have a good record of success. They're very financially stable. They go into this kind of development very specifically to do this kind of service for a community. So I have full confidence in them. And then the breadth and depth of the experience of the operator. Torrey Pines would not contract with them if they didn't have the confidence in them. So I think the thing that's really beautiful is CBJ did give some financial incentives to help Torrey Pines get started. And it was so appropriate because of, as I said, the high cost to get started here. So by doing that, they enabled Torrey Pines to get moving as quickly as they could once all their financing was arranged. And COVID didn't help. There were some delays due to COVID. But what transpired is we have what I call the absolutely best kind of private-public alliance going on where the citizen-led, CBJ participated, and now privately owned. That's a good combination in my book.
When you talk about, you know, the need for this project, a lot of the literature that you see pitching it talks about this so-called silver tsunami, this senior earthquake coming.
Right.
And those are rather dramatic ways to characterize this problem. But of course, this project was initiated from a senior surveys back 10 years ago or more. And has that picture changed very much since then, or is it even more dire?
The 2020 senior survey indicated the same thing, only with a greater emphasis, more need. So it clearly has grown. The Department of Labor would tell us now that we probably have over 20% of Juneau's population is seniors. That's going to grow. We've been saying all along that at some point in time here in the not too far away future that 25% of our population will be elders. So it's a fourth of our population. We need to take care of them. We want to keep them here. And Riverview will help a lot.
Well, I imagine for a lot of families with elders that has got to be a very difficult decision because, you know, they may have to move if they want to continue to be close to their elder, if they have to take them out of state or move perhaps to Anchorage or somewhere else. So I guess, you know, in wrapping things up here, can you talk about some of the feelings that you've had over the years that have pushed you to stay with this project?
Well, that's a good question. Sometimes I question myself about that. You know, I think so much of it had to do with we had huge community support. Nobody said this was a lousy idea. We also had a great group of people on SCSSI that kept us going and with a variety of talents that lent to it. We had wonderful support from a local architectural firm, Northwind Architects, who were greatly supportive and inspirational in the early pre-development of this. We had total support from CBJ, although I will say, and I commend them highly for this, they thought about this carefully, thoughtfully. There was lots of debate. They needed a lot of numbers. And they came through once it was done in a very, I think, good due diligence way, if I can put it that way. So I think we're in a good place now, and I'm just thrilled with it all.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today to help us find out a little bit more about this project. Sue Douglas with the Riverside Senior Living Project. And, you know, the years go by before you know it. So congratulations, Sue, and others who envision this project and for helping to get it off the ground. And please come back and give us an update. And, of course, you've got that meeting coming up in the spring that we've got to tell people about as well. But give us regular progress reports, please.
I would love to do that, Rhonda. Thanks so much.
Thank you.